Julia Gillard has thanked the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd for his role in securing Australia a seat on the United Nations Security Council. After a four-year, $25 million campaign, Australia has recorded a resounding win for a two-year temporary seat. It's the first time Australia has had a seat at the United Nations top table in almost three decades. The opposition welcomed the win but questioned the cost. The Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey said the price tag will be worth it if it helps to stop the boats. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley.
For diplomats, this must be like winning the Olympics. At the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Canberra, staff gathered for a visit from the Prime Minister, who'd arrived to congratulate them.
Now, I know in these days of budget restrictions that we're not at this point raising glasses of champagne.
It's been 26 years since Australia had a temporary seat at the UN's top table.
I'd like to thank the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, for having the foresight to launch Australia on this campaign for election to the Security Council, and for all the work he did as Foreign Minister to pursue that campaign and to pursue our election to the Security Council.
Kevin Rudd first launched the bid for the UN seat in 2008. 4 years and $25 million later, Australia recorded a resounding win over Finland and Luxembourg. Mr Rudd issued a statement saying it was a credit to the country.
During our 2 years on the Security Council, we will take an Australian voice, an Australian accent into the Security Council. And in our Australian voice, we will say the same things in the Security Council that we have said beyond it. We do believe that there needs to be action to address the violence in Syria, and so we will certainly advocate for that.
Julia Gillard says in the next 2 years, important issues for Australia will be dealt with by the Security Council, from Afghanistan and East Timor, Iran and North Korea, and non-proliferation and poverty. But the Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says the money spent on the bid will be worth it if the Security Council manages to stop the boats.
I, like everyone else, welcome Australia getting a seat for the fifth time on the United Nations Security Council. Maybe now the United Nations will help us stop the boats.
Is that the worthy investment then?
Well, we'll see. If the United Nations helps us to stop the boats, then it's a worthy investment.
Do you think that stopping the boats is the only useful thing that having a seat on the Security Council can do?
Well, it's the most obvious thing now. And it's one at the forefront of the minds of everyday Australians.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, welcomed what he described as an expensive win. His foreign affairs spokeswoman is Julie Bishop.
The ultimate test of success will be the benefits that flow to the Australian people, and we'll be able to judge that after the two-year stint. I think the challenge for the government presently is to set out clearly what it intends to achieve with a seat on the Security Council, what priorities it has, what initiatives it intends to undertake.
Okay, so in your view, what should be the number one priority?
Well, I am not in a position to put in place our priority because, of course, I'm in opposition. But if we were to win government in 12 months' time, then I would look at the international situation at the time and then put in place a number of priorities.
Joe Hockey, your colleague, has today said that maybe now the United Nations will help us stop the boats. Is that a view that you share?
That's a matter that is an ongoing issue for Australia and for nations in our region.
And an issue, as Joe Hockey says, for the United Nations Security Council?
Well, the United Nations is involved in any event. Already the UNHCR is involved. We are concerned that the government's weak border protection laws are drawing boatloads of people to Australia. That is causing major problems for countries in our region.
Joe Hockey seemed to think if the boats don't stop, then it's not really a worthy investment going into the United Nations Security Council. His words are, if the United Nations helps us to stop the boats, then it's a worthy investment.
Well, that's a sensible thing to say. Obviously, it's a regional issue.
Australia will officially take a seat at the Security Council in January next year for a two-year term.
Samantha Hawley.